You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government introduced some significant guidelines for opening Aotearoa's borders. Various trials will experiment with bringing more people in and out of the country, and New Zealand's vaccination program has also changed, with the gap between vaccine doses increasing from 3 to 6 weeks. I reached out to Professor Michael Baker, one of New Zealand's leading epidemiologists, to discuss the changes. Professor Baker is strongly in favour of them as they continue New Zealand's elimination strategy against COVID-19. We discuss the importance of opening up the borders, how COVID-19 variants may disrupt plans, and New Zealand's vaccination rollout. I started by asking Professor Baker why the government has decided to introduce the changes right now.
The government has flagged for a long time that it wants a plan, a roadmap out of the pandemic, and so that process has been under very active consideration for probably a year. And it's got to the point now where I think there's demand from particularly the business sector, and I think many New Zealanders, to know how we can increase two-way travel with New Zealand. The other process is a separate one, and this is the thing we don't control, and that is how is the virus evolving and how is the pandemic changing globally. And of course, it's unfortunately going in the wrong direction. It's getting tougher to manage, as we've seen. We've got the Delta variant that's more infectious, and it's the point where we know that there is no vaccine level where we can stop this virus circulating now, unfortunately. So it is a big threat, and that just complicates this reconnection process. And again, the government acknowledges that. And I think all the countries that have achieved elimination now, I think we want to proceed very cautiously. And the other problem is that, yet again, the virus has shown that it will continue to mutate. We will see new variants. Those variants will invariably get more infectious because that gives them a big advantage. What we don't know yet is the extent to which they will start to get resistance to vaccines. And that's obviously a potential threat that we can expect. And I think the vaccines will keep ahead of the virus, but we have to obviously be wary of just relying on vaccines as our only protection. And New Zealand is in a wonderful position that it can choose. So in 6 months' time, when we're looking at more cautious opening up, we may decide actually vaccines are not going to be enough on their own, and actually we want to keep these border controls and these public health measures in place.
Well, on those other potential variants, is there any way to stop them? Because when the virus is still raging in other places, for example, the Delta variant comes from India where COVID's sort of taking over. While the virus is still going, is there anything to do to prevent these variants from popping up?
No, not for New Zealand. New Zealand is already being a very responsible global citizen by allowing no transmission of the virus in New Zealand. So we're doing our bit. So you won't see a new variant emerge in New Zealand. And similarly, China will probably not be a source of new variants despite having 1.4 billion people. We're not going to see new variants emerge there because they're not tolerating transmission. The worst offender now probably is the UK, which has got very high circulation of the virus because they've removed public health measures in a population that's fairly highly vaccinated. So unfortunately, that's the environment that will breed, if you like, the more dangerous resistant variants that can escape the protection offered by the vaccine. So while we've got that sort of situation overseas, yes, that's where new variants of concern will emerge.
While we're talking about vaccines, one of the other big changes from the government was New Zealanders are now going to get their first dose of the vaccine faster, but their second dose a little bit slower, from what I understand. What's the idea behind this? Is it that the first dose is still going to do something, even if it doesn't fully protect you?
The current schedule of a three-week delay was the manufacturer's recommended approach, but now places, particularly the UK, is experimenting with longer delays, and they found that you do get a bigger antibody response if you wait 8 or 10 or 12 weeks. So it's a theoretical benefit. there's nothing wrong with getting your booster 3 weeks after your first dose, but I think given that we don't have circulating virus in New Zealand, people should wait, I think, and delay that second dose to get a bigger antibody response. So people shouldn't be worried even delaying by 12 weeks. But the government's recommending 6 weeks become the new standard instead of 3 weeks.
That was Professor Michael Baker from Otago University on the government's plans around COVID-19, borders and vaccinations.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.